right now. Call it up, don't ever be a crook. We gon' make the shit happen right here, right now. Call it up, don't ever be a crook. We gon' make the shit happen right here, right now. Call it up, don't ever be a crook. We gon' make the shit happen right here, right now. I wanna welcome y'all to house of who the hell he is. And it's cool that y'all can make it to my new meeting. So take your time, grab a table, we got booths seating. Now will now be introduced me to my new people. See, my name is Lyric Small, baby, and I truly mean it.
This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, the only show where conscious youth in New York City bring you the latest on youth activism. I'm Nell Geiser. Coming up, the Drug Policy Alliance on a legislative victory for live music. Civil rights history in the family, Rise Up Radio's Jessica Walker learns about a Chicago housing campaign from her father. And Rise Up's Leanne interviews Bay Area journalist Jeff Chang about his new book, released February 1st, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, A History of the Hip-Hop Generation. But first, here's some of the latest in youth news.
Stop ruining my day.
Every time I pick up a paper or turn on it to a newsflash, another youth pass, school grounds, a bloodbath, politicians score the sex games.
In confirmation of what many parents have long suspected, television rots your brain. Well, okay, actually, it might just make you more aggressive, but that's still pretty bad. Researchers in England released a study this week finding that children who watch violent images and play violent video games engage in more aggressive play and behavior. The study showed that even when controlling for factors like family history of violence and socioeconomic status, violent images have a significant effect. The researchers cautioned, though, that violent play when young was not necessarily a predictor of criminal behavior in the future. One author of the study, Kevin Brown of the University of Birmingham, said, quote, "Parents and caregivers may be recommended to exercise the same care with adult media entertainment as they do with medication or chemicals around the home. Carelessness with material that contains extreme violent and sexual imagery might even be regarded as emotional maltreatment of a child." In related news, a new version of America's Army, the Army's recruitment training video game, will be coming out this summer. The game intends to replicate the experience of combat from a soldier's perspective, with simulated gun battles and long tank travels. But unlike war, when a virtual soldier loses an arm or leg, it simply disappears in a, quote, puff of red smoke. And as the New York Times wrote in a recent article, quote, "maimed foes never writhe or scream in agony." The Times estimates that about 4.7 million users have registered to use the game since its introduction in 2002. And while children around the country are taught to virtually shoot and kill by a Pentagon-developed video game, a marijuana-themed board game has been pulled out of the New York Toy Fair for its potentially harmful effect on kids. In the game, modeled on Monopoly, players seek to protect their pot-growing operation from narking neighbors, floods, fires, fungus, and the fuzz. The game's designers, known as Rabbit, thought up the game while in jail. The game's ban from the Toy Fair, quote, "really surprised me," said Ivan Solomon, spokesperson for the game's manufacturer. "There's a lot of other games out there touting everything from guns to war and violence. We see this game as a sort of education. If you're thinking about starting a growing operation, it's not going to be easy," unquote. Point well taken. More in local news, Governor Pataki announced Monday that he's going to fight a state Supreme Court ruling granting an additional $5.6 billion per year into the city's schools. And his decision is getting some city council members pretty upset. At a Wednesday rally organized by Alliance for Quality Education, Councilmember Robert Jackson of Manhattan called Pataki a devil and other more insulting names. As the Daily News reports, Jackson said, quote, "get the job done or resign, jackass." Pataki's spokesperson told the paper that he and his boss would, quote, "leave the petty name-calling to others." What will all this mean for the city's underfunded schools? Stay tuned to Rise Up for the latest as the case progresses. In New York City, three activists were arrested for attempting to videotape a police encounter. Lumumba Bundeli, Dasa Floyd, and Jabril Ture were arrested on Green Street in Bed-Stuy late on February 9th. All three are members of the Malcolm X grassroots movement Cop Watch program. They stopped to tape the police that night after they heard sirens and noted several squad cars heading for the same destination. They parked their car, turned on their video camera, and began approaching the scene. At this point, they were stopped by an officer who asked them to leave. After Bendele told the officer that they had a legal right to observe the activities, the three men were arrested and charged with assault and obstruction of governmental administration. Kamau Franklin, attorney for the Cop Watch 3, told Rise Up Radio, quote, Obviously, this was a case of the police not wanting anyone in the public to view them as they do their duty. Franklin also commented, quote, "The police have in their custody videotape evidence that we believe will exonerate our clients. We are doing all we can to get this evidence turned over to the DA. Bendele, Floyd, and Ture will stand trial on March 30 at the Brooklyn Criminal Courthouse. Stay tuned to Rise Up for the latest developments on this case and an interview with the Cop Watch 3 before their March trial." And this Valentine's Day, there was not a whole lot of love being expressed by the diverse group assembled outside of hip-hop station Hot 97's Hudson Street offices. The event, a protest of the station's handling of the recent Tsunami song controversy, was organized by the Coalition Against Hate Media. Rally participants included Afrika Bambaataa and the Zulu Nation, high school students, community groups, and local politicians. The Tsunami song, which was played for several consecutive mornings in late January, is a poorly written parody of We Are the World. It refers to Asians as, quote, chinks, and makes light of the injuries sustained by tsunami victims. MS Communications, the parent company of Hot 97, recently terminated two employees who contributed to the creation of the song, on-air personality Todd Lynn and producer Rick Delgado. However, many feel that Tarsha Jones, known as Hot 97 as Miss Jones, should also be terminated since she repeatedly played the song and expressed little remorse for her participation in the debacle. We'll close out Youth News today with a freestyle that West Coast rapper Jin delivered in response to Hot 97's Tsunami song.
Home of hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah, right. What a joke.
Uh-huh. Since when was hip-hop about being racist and being ignorant, huh?
So we're gonna take a
tell
minute.
Tell me that. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm only gonna say this once.
Once. Yeah.
Somebody gotta say it.
Word.
Check it.
Talk to him.
You got it twisted. If you think I'm here to cock block on a bunch of no talent wannabe shock jocks.
Nah.
And they say it's all freedom of speech. Well, you just lost yours. Read them and weep. Won't be happy till you're fired. My peoples is pissed, homes. And I bet you not a soul will miss Jones. Miss
who?
My point exact. And tell the rest of your staff that they need to clean up their act. The Tsunami song and whoever thought of it. Matter of fact, the engineer that recorded it.
Yeah,
and the brains behind the scenes that applauded it. Anything for ratings, huh? This is corporate.
God
that
damn.
Little bullshit statement has gotta be the world's most half-assed apology. Thousands are still getting discovered each day.
R-I-P.
How dare you compare a life to a week's pay?
Come on.
Interesting, y'all quick to have a smack fest.
Uh-huh.
But those that really need to ain't get slapped yet. And it's rare that I'm even rapping pissed.
Word.
Jin is far from a human rights activist.
Nah.
So don't take this in a political fashion.
Don't.
Nope, it's just a good old lyrical passion.
That's it.
In fact, I'm making it a mission of mine.
Mine.
Won't stop till every last petition is signed.
That's right, that's Jin, freestyle West Coast rapper, responding to Hot 97's Tsunami song. Some people are still boycotting the station. You can decide what you'd like to do and sign those petitions if you feel so moved.